When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is your morning beverage of choice?
Pete's coffee, Major Dickinson's flavor. I have it with nut pods, unflavored. With nut pods is made of a mix of coconut milk and almond milk. I have the unflavored, and I also put in a spoonful of unsweetened cocoa, and I put sugar. And it is so delicious. It's so good.
This is Finding the Throughline, the show that gives you inside access to honest conversations about the creative process. I'm Kate Hanley. Okay, welcome back to my Finding the Throughline interview with Sari Botten. Today, I am going to be asking Sari about what is coming up around the next bend for her, and I personally cannot wait to find out. So, Sari, what is currently inspiring you? Are there new things that you're taking notice of or that you are having your attention caught by that maybe you weren't aware of being interested in before?
I'm learning so much on Substack. I'm reading so many great publications. I subscribe to way too many of them, but I'm really learning so much from so many people on there. So many different newsletters are really good. There's a lot of really, really good stuff happening on Substack. And I don't work for Substack. They don't pay me to promote them. But I'm really finding a lot of interesting voices, a lot of interesting ideas. And that's been really great.
Yeah. What about your creative role models? Who do you consider those to be?
I really love Anne Lamott. I have been reading her for many, many years. And I just love her voice. I love her bravery. I have a lot of similar emotions, similar feelings about a lot of things. My favorite of her books is Traveling Mercies, Thoughts on Faith. I have a lot of conflicted emotions about religion and faith, and I love her attitudes, that she's both reverent and irreverent. So she is probably my number one creative inspiration. But also there are women singers and songwriters, and I love Patti Smith, and there are so many, but those, I'll go with those two for now.
I'm sure you saw Anne Lamott's recent essay in the Washington Post about getting older.
Yes, I included it in one of my Oldster link roundups last week.
Okay, great. Well, if you're listening, those Oldster link roundups are awesome stuff. They come on Fridays and give you so many places to go read some great content. I'll include a link to it in the show notes. What about your models, maybe not necessarily creative role models, but just your models for living a great life?
That one's hard. I don't know that there's any one person. I think I take little bits from different people's lives. I think about Pema Chodron and how she became a Buddhist, and she also is both reverent and irreverent, and I don't want to be a monk, but I love how she found her way to meditation. There are people whose style or their approach to style I admire. I love Diane Keaton and the way she dresses. You know, a part of me will always aspire to dress like Annie Hall, Barbara Streisand. Oh, I just love her singing and her humor. And I can't wait to get her new book, which I think comes out tomorrow. You know, her memoir that's apparently like an enormous doorstop, which is great. Ooh. I love Mary Carr's work. I love memoirists, essayists. Abigail Thomas is an idol of mine. She writes these memoirs in fragments. And she also, another one, I think that's a common theme for me, a combination of reverence and irreverence. You know, they're irreverent about like formality, but also reverent about like what makes the world work, what has meaning. So I think that's a through line for me about people I admire and would want to emulate.
Speaking of through lines, what glimmers do you currently have of where your through line may be guiding you next?
I hope it will guide me to a real Oldster podcast with professional production values. It's something I've really wanted to do, and I need to figure out how to do it. Also, an Oldster anthology in the spirit of Goodbye to All That and Never Can Say Goodbye, my two best-selling New York anthologies. My agent and I are working on a proposal for that, although this one will be a little bit more also like Humans of New York. And I also hope that it's leading me to another essay collection of my own, or memoir and essays, and maybe to the screen, even though I just earlier said that I think I'm making a movie or TV show off my bucket list. I still would love to get there if the universe conspired to bring me in that direction.
What about changes in your life, not necessarily in your work, or that could be your work, but changes that you either know that you need to make or things that you can sense that you need to shift?
I need to really learn how to meditate. I know that I need to learn this because the world is so hard right now and I have so much anxiety, and I know that that's something I really want to do. So that's a big one. And I hope that someday my husband and I can move to California. I really love living in Kingston, New York. I love the Northeast, but also winter is hard on me, especially as my arthritis worsens. And I'm really not a winter person. I'm prone to seasonal affective disorder. Someday I'd love it if we could afford to live in the Bay Area or the Los Angeles area, because I really love them. That or move to Portugal, where I have been applying for citizenship via my Sephardic heritage. This sounds really weird to say, but Portugal is offering citizenship to Sephardic Jews as reparations for the Inquisition. Hmm. Belated, but I'll take it.
What would just delight you if it came to pass? Anything else while we're kind of talking about what you hope to do?
Yeah, I really want to make a movie or documentary or mockumentary about singing and, you know, being a person who is not a professional singer but loves to sing. And I have a chapter in my book called Confessions of a Closet Vocalist, and I've been scheming for years about a way to approach doing this either as a documentary or a mockumentary, and I can't let go of it, even though I'm supposed to take it off my bucket list.
As a big karaoke fan, purely for the just like, let's have fun, let's go out and do something fun fan, I will absolutely be first in line to watch that movie. So I want to wrap up with a few fast cues for you. What's the last book or show you stayed up too late reading or watching?
I adored Reservation Dogs on Hulu. Oh, was that good? And I, you know, stayed up too late. We watch TV and I say to my husband, oh, let's watch one more. And then I fall asleep on him. And then we have to rewatch it the next night. And book, I really, really love. I loved Girls They Write Songs About by Carlene Bauer. Mm. I felt like she had been like spying on me in the 90s. It was so relatable. Yeah.
Well, you mentioned earlier what you drink in the morning, so I think I know the answer to this, but feel free to get detailed. What is your morning beverage of choice?
Pete's Coffee Major Dickinson's flavor. I have it with nut pods, unflavored. With nut pods is made of a mix of coconut milk and almond milk. I have the unflavored, and I also put in a spoonful of unsweetened cocoa and I put sugar. And it is so delicious. It's so good. I have it every morning.
It really sounds scrumptious. What song or songs do you listen to when you need a pick-me-up?
My go-to karaoke song, whether I'm out at a karaoke place or singing at my desk, is Blue Bayou, the Linda Ronstadt version. I immediately flash to that song, and it's always the first one I do at karaoke. I love that song so much.
What's your favorite either month or day of the week, and why?
My favorite month is probably July. I love summer. And, you know, June is still a little iffy weather-wise. August, you start getting iffy toward the end. July is just like pure summer. My sister was born in July, and I think I was always jealous of that because also she got to have an outside birthday party, and I had to have my party inside in October. And my favorite day of the week is Saturday. I love Saturday.
Yeah.
It's like it's the most weekendy of the weekend days. So a July Saturday, that's awesome.
Okay, last question. What meal would you ask for if someone said they'd make or order absolutely anything that you wanted?
My favorite food in the world is steamer clams, also known as belly clams, with butter. And also, I love steamed lobster. I grew up on Long Island, and I grew up in a town where there was a lobster farm where you could get 3 lobster culls for $21. Like, it wasn't fancy food. It was like, let's take this home and get messy with it food. We also used to sometimes bring it to the beach. And steamers, I like the steamers even better than the lobster. But if I'm going to have the full meal, it's the steamers, the lobster, and corn and coleslaw.
Thank you so much for sharing all your answers to these questions. Sari Botten, you all who are listening would like to hear more from her, go to her website, SARIBOTTON.com, right?
That's correct.
Did I get that right?
Yep.
And thank you so much for being here today.
It was a pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
And come back next Monday when I'm having a conversation about the creative process with an entirely new person. Until then, wishing you a great weekend.